You're listening to Supply Chain Radio. My name is Matt Gunn, and in today's episode, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the world of retail, specifically into the ways that retailers are fulfilling all of the orders that they're getting, not just in stores, but everywhere, especially as the trend of omnichannel is now here, and as commerce is something that happens all the time and never gets shut off. So we're going to focus on warehouse management systems. Not always the most exciting space, but a vital part to how retailers actually get goods from the warehouses to stores or to the customers, and something that's evolving along with the overall landscape of retail. There are a lot of new challenges in this space: growing assortments, huge growth in outbound orders, smaller order sizes happening at higher frequencies, and new technologies are coming into play, things like automation, virtual reality, or augmented reality, we should say, and even voice. So here now is a conversation between Guy Courtin, VP of Industry and Solution Strategy at Infor, and Jerry Beeston, a senior product manager who oversees a lot of the work going on in warehouse management systems today.
Hi, everybody. This is Guy Courtin. We're here live at RELA in sunny Orlando, Florida. Fabulous time to be down here, actually coming from the Northeast where it was snowing and now being down 80-degree weather. But we're looking forward today to this session of Supply Chain Radio. We're going to talk to Jerry Beeston, who we're going to talk about some of the trends we're seeing in the warehouse management space, the supply chain execution space. I think it's a very interesting and timely topic, since one of the things we're seeing from the retail perspective is an evolution from omnichannel to really always-on converged commerce, ambient commerce, where retailers are being placed under greater stress to satisfy customers. But first, let me introduce Jerry.
Thank you. My name is Jerry Beeston. I'm the product manager for SCE for Infor.
So Jerry, tell us a little bit. You've been here at RELA with us, and obviously you've been in the space a very long time. Talk to us about some of the trends you're seeing right now in retail in particular that are of interest to you, especially when it comes to warehouse management.
Okay. Globally, we're seeing that omnichannel's for real. It is here to stay. It's no longer a trend. And it's attacked all the retailers, both existing retailers and the new retailers. And they're both opening brick and mortar and omnichannel offerings. The trends has created challenges in the WMS space with growing assortments. We have a huge growth in outbound orders. Our smaller order quantities are growing. And this is all leading to more automation and more information.
So when we think about that, I think it's interesting you talk about, yes, omnichannel is absolutely here to stay, and I think we're seeing that challenge throughout the supply chain. And to your point, you know, smaller order sizes, things of that nature. What are you seeing, or how are some of the customers that we're talking to or we're working with, how are they addressing it? You know, how are they leveraging the solutions that are out there and some of the options that are out there to address some of these challenges?
Well, almost all the retailers I've spoken to are reexamining their entire supply chain. And in particular, the warehouse management system has changed. In the 1990s and the 2000s, the warehouse management system consists of core functionality, picking, packing, shipping. In today's world, a warehouse management system has to include rich functionality that includes cross-docking, it includes slotting, labor management, task management, operational dashboards, all on the same platform. So it's not third-party systems. It's one platform with all that functionality included.
So what you're saying is that today's WMS is certainly not your father's WMS. So now we need to have, like what you pointed out, a lot more functionality around labor, around costing, right, around being able to understand the actual cost. You mentioned slotting and things like that. Can you talk to us a little bit more about, you know, when it comes to the solution itself, and you mentioned the platform, these things are all intertwined, correct? I mean, are you looking at these things as you have to have all of them together to have a true, robust, up-to-date, modern WMS solution?
Yeah, the future of WMS is all to be on a single platform, be able to have the complex functionality like labor and task, slotting, voice, and easy integration on the same platform. Many of the retailers, the old retailers, have three or four or five different platforms where they had to combine them, and they can't get to their information easily.
So it's interesting you mentioned voice. So maybe this is, you know, something that I think a lot of us are seeing today in terms of some disruptions that are out there. Talk to us a little bit about how do you think voice is going to play a role in the warehouse space?
Oh, voice has made everybody hands-free. So it's increased picking efficiency 25% in some facilities, some places more. What used to be considered high automation, voice is now considered standard. And voice has now entered into put away, picking, replenishment, and loading. So it's across your whole facility.
Interesting. So let me ask you sort of a question, I don't say out of left field, but one I think, let's have some fun with this. We talk about voice. If you look out 5 years, what is the one change you'll see in warehouse management that we aren't even aware of today?
Probably the virtual glasses. People will be able to combine voice picking with a virtual glass and be able to see their picks on their glasses.
So you think Google Glass will actually make some money finally in the warehouse management space instead of the consumer space?
I think they might.
Okay, good. Well, we'll talk to Sergey about this and make sure he's aware of that. So that's interesting because I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the things we're seeing in terms of digital disruption, especially in the warehouse space, is this combination of making the worker more efficient, right? So having them hands-free, having them not have to sort of lose efficiency by looking at a screen or things of that nature. So it's interesting you mentioned the glasses tied to the voice. I think it's a very interesting play. And I think, to your point, you know, that's going to add more efficiency, but it's also going to add more data to the platform, right? Like, we're going to be able to measure more how people are pickpacking, how people are being efficient, how people are going up and down the aisles. And do you think, you know, when we think about this integration, and we talked about omnichannel, do you think there's going to be a crossover where all of a sudden now that innovation, the voice, the visual, the glasses, going to tie back into some things in the omnichannel space of getting orders, being able to do a single order for Jerry instead of doing a big order for Walgreens, things like that?
Oh, definitely. In the future, you're going to have waveless picking, and it's going to come down as retail stores and consumer direct orders combined into one order and then being broken out and being able to do voice picking on both sides. But here comes your automation, because voice picking with single orders requires automation as a supplement.
Interesting. So one last question for you. Do you think, or how are you, do you think retailers should view sort of their inventory in the warehouse? Should it be, to your point, I think you kind of said, so it's kind of maybe a leading question, but should they look at their inventory as there's inventory for store allocation, there's inventory for dropship allocation, there's inventory for us individual going to be sourced out of that warehouse? So really look at the inventory or their warehouse as one massive warehouse, like in the network?
Well, the attitude differs, but in my opinion, if you have a good DOM system, an orchestration system, you can actually have one set of inventory and control both your omni-channel and your retail channels out of the same facility and gain labor by picking both at the same time.
Interesting. Well, Jerry, this has been great. Appreciate you taking the time talking to us about the future of WMS and supply chain execution.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of Supply Chain Radio. I'm Matt Gunn. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast network.